Ever felt like you're just one mistake away from being exposed as a fraud in project management? What if I told you that the secret to being a confident project manager actually lies within you and is waiting to be unleashed? You mind if I share a short story with you? I remember a time early in my career when I was working a major project. Everything seemed to be going well. Then I experienced something that, let's be honest, it rattled my confidence. I had just trained two newly onboarded project managers and led this major project successful that I was working on at the same time while I was helping these new project managers get up to speed on the projects that they were assigned. Now, in training them, they end up running into some really tough challenges, which I helped them navigate through. But despite all of that, I was told by the PMO lead that they weren't sure if I was a good fit for this project management role. They even questioned whether if I had the skills to lead effectively. At first, I didn't know how to process this, if I'm being honest, family. How could they say that when I just trained two project managers, but like many of us, those internal voices started to creep in. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm over my head with this. For a moment, I let that doubt seep in and it started to shake my confidence, but I quickly realized something important. None of this feedback made sense. I had just successfully helped two members step into a role I was in, so I decided to take action for myself to understand my self-worth. So I started looking at my achievements. I started looking at areas where I had grown at. Matter of fact, I got so creative, I created what I now call a reminder corner. Ooh, I like that. See, a reminder corner was a space in the office where I display affirmations, quotes, awards that reflected the success I previously had. Every time I looked at it, I was reminded of the work I had done, the progress I had made, and the fact that I was good enough for this role. If you're like me, if you've ever felt doubt like I did, you've been questioned on your abilities, you need to create a reminder corner. It can be a game changer. It's a simple yet powerful way to keep your confidence in check while visually anchoring yourself into your success, no matter what feedback you're getting. Point number one, create a reminder corner in your workspace. See, set up a designated space at your desk, your office with items that inspire confidence, such as awards you receive, quotes, photos, momentum, things of that nature to give you that spark and let you know that you do have the capabilities. It may require some more additional training, but you have gotten training before to get to where you're at. It's just I call it a reminder corner. This is important because having a physical space that reminds you of your accomplishments and aspiration reinforces that positive self-image and, watch this, it boosts your confidence. Experiment with these actionable tips. Display awards, positive feedback, or any items that symbolize the success and leadership growth. And number two, add inspirational quotes or a personal mantra that empowers you whenever you need a confidence boost. Point number two, give yourself permission. You know, one of the things in that story that I shared with you, I had to give myself permission. Permissions from things that I had setbacks on, things that I had failures on, but celebrating lessons learned from your failures rather than viewing them as setbacks. This approach fosters confidence by focusing on growth rather than perfection. This is important because embracing failure as part of the learning process removes fear of making mistakes and allows you to take more risk while growing your confidence. Experiment with these actionable tips. After experiencing a failure, take a moment to reflect on what you learned and how it will help you in future projects. Number two, share your experience with the team, encouraging them to learn from your mistakes while fostering a culture of resilience. Point number three, confidence through teaching. This is exactly what I'm doing here now. See, offering short, informal teaching sessions about specific project skills you excel in allows you to reinforce your expertise while boosting your communication confidence. Here, I would love for you to experiment with some of these actionable tips. Plan 15-minute mini training sessions on specialized topics. Create a podcast or YouTube or LinkedIn where you're able to communicate and do these informal trainings to give you more confidence. And the last one, invite colleagues to join, creating a mutual supportive learning culture. Matter of fact, let me tell you something else. This is my secret ingredient. See, teaching solidifies your own mastery and helps you build strong team relationships. When you teach something, you find out if you know the information or you don't. I'm just going to be straight honest with you, because every time, I remember when I was teaching a subject and I was like, ooh, I just realized I don't know that as well as I did because of the questions that they were asking. I believe that I understood the material and the content, but the questions that I was receiving made me realize I had to dig deeper into the content. Point number four, micro risk taking. Again, micro risk taking, regularly challenging yourself to take small, manageable risk intentionally. Why is this important? Because expanding your comfort zone incrementally improves your risk tolerance as well as your professional bravery. Experiment with these actionable tips. Identify and complete one manageable micro risk each week. For instance, maybe you want to speak to a small group or a large group. Maybe you want to propose an innovative idea in a meeting. And the last one, document outcomes and lessons learned weekly. Now, I want to preference here, micro risk taking. Don't take no huge risk and say, well, ED said take this, you know, take a micro risk taking. But no. Take a small risk and build over time to grow your, wherever you're having some challenges at. This will give you an opportunity to grow. Number five, confidence via controlled vulnerability. I'm going to repeat that again. Confidence via controlled vulnerability. See, occasionally sharing your own past professional struggles openly with your team builds trust and confidence through vulnerability. You know, let me explain really why this is important. We forgot to humanize leadership. Leadership is all about the human, last time I checked. Now, this may change in the future, but humanizing leadership, creating genuine connection. Experiment with these actionable tips. Share one professional challenge you overcame each month in a team meeting, as well as encourage team members to reciprocate, fostering a mutual trust. Here's some additional advice regarding that. Be mindful of balancing vulnerability with maintaining that professional authority or frame, in a sense. You want to be able to pull from your professional life. You don't want to go and say, well, yeah, I was with such and such, and let me tell you what we did. No. You don't want to go through it. We want to make it relatable in a way that still holds that professional tone, that still holds that professional frame. Point number six, engage in daily positive affirmations. I'm going to be very upfront with you. Before I fell in this thing called personal development, and I would hear people talk about affirmations, I was like, yeah, okay, this woo-woo stuff, and I'm cool on that. You guys can keep that over there. But then, just like anything else in life, I said, well, okay, let me experiment. Let me do one affirmation and see what happens. And I said, I gave myself 30 days. I'm going to repeat this affirmation every day. And I have to be honest with you, family. It really does rewire the way that you think. So here's my explanation regarding that. Positive affirmations help rewire negative thoughts, reinforcing self-belief and leadership confidence. Why is this important? Because strengthening your mental resilience improves performance under pressure. Experiment with these actionable tips. Create three personalized affirmations about your leadership skills or accomplishments. And the next one, recite affirmations daily during your morning routine. So I hope you have a morning routine. If you don't, let me know. I'll help you out with that. Point number seven, regularly facilitate team meetings. Actively leading meetings strengthens your communication as well as your leadership skills. Why is this even important? Why do I want to lead a meeting? Well, directly managing discussions enhances your visibility and leadership presence, increasing your self-assurance. Experiment with these actionable tips. Volunteer to moderate team meetings or facilitate workshops regularly. And the next one, prepare detailed agendas to remain clear, structured, and confident during discussions. Point number eight, conduct weekly personal retrospectives. I'm still a work in progress with this, but this is something that every time I get it right, meaning every time I do this, I get to see gaps, or I get to see greatness of the things that I've done well and the things that I need to improve on. And I know it works. It's just about staying consistent with it. So weekly retrospectives involving assessing, hey, what went well? What can be improved from your own perspective? This is important because it cultivates a self-awareness and enables proactive self-improvement while reinforcing confidence. Experiment with these actionable tips. Schedule a fixed 30-minute reflection session, whether that's every Friday or Sunday, to really see, hey, what went well this week? What could I improve on? And what were some impediments that came up my way that I probably could have handled better? Here's some additional consulting information for you. Reviewing your personal retrospectives, monthly helps recognize your continuous progress and boost your long-term confidence. Well, family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. You know, I'm about taking action. I'll give you today to think it over, but tonight I want to plan together while you execute tomorrow. So you've discovered powerful and creative ways to build an unshakable confidence as a project manager. But remember, knowledge without action achieves nothing. The exercise we covered are just ideals. They're tools for transformation designed to move you from hesitation to being unstoppable. Now, I've got some questions I want you to ask yourself. What is one action you can take immediately to start building genuine confidence? Next one, am I willing to face temporary discomfort today for long-term success tomorrow? Here's your next steps. Pick one exercise today. Schedule it right now on your calendar. Commit to making confidence building a non-negotiable habit. And my closing remarks for you. Confidence is not something you wait for. It is something that you create. Well, family, I appreciate your time today. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.